In this bulletin, Queensland is on track to reopen its border to Victoria. French police are under investigation after throwing migrants out of tents. And in sport, Japanese officials are hopeful spectators can attend the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Asam Al-Ghadir. Queensland is on track to reopen its border to Victoria next month if the southern state records one more day without any new coronavirus infections. If Victoria reaches 28 consecutive days without community transmission, its residents will be allowed to travel to Queensland from the 1st of December. It comes after Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced travel from Greater Sydney will be permitted on the same date, but held off on a decision on South Australia. Industry groups are welcoming the move, but Chief Executive of the Queensland Tourism Industry Council, Daniel Gushwind, says consistency is needed.
Well, we certainly need the long-term security and the certainty to develop our industry again. Uncertainty is the enemy of tourism. We won't have consumers booking. We won't have operators employ staff if there is not certainty.
More COVID-19 restrictions are expected to be lifted in New South Wales in time for the holiday season. The ABC reports the state government is scheduled to meet this morning to finalize the changes. From the 1st of December, up to 30 people will be able to visit a home, while outdoor gathering limits will be increased to 50 people. Small hospitality venues will be permitted as many as 50 patrons abiding by the 2-square-meter rule, and work-from-home orders will be scrapped. It's been revealed New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian attended Parliament for a vote last Tuesday while awaiting her COVID-19 test result. Parliamentary records show Ms. Berejiklian was in the lower house chamber at 5:40 p.m., but she's told Sydney radio station 2GB Radio she didn't receive her negative result until just after 6 or thereabouts. The Premier has been criticized for breaching health advice by failing to self-isolate, instead continuing to work in her office and hold meetings. Opposition leader Jody McKay says Ms. Berejiklian is not above the state's health guidelines.
We need to know for sure how long it was that the Premier didn't isolate for, and we need to understand who she saw, what meetings she had, and whether she did in fact enter the chamber after she had the test.
France will launch an internal police investigation after officers evacuating a makeshift camp in Paris were seen throwing migrants out of tents. At the camp, where hundreds of migrants were sleeping rough, police allegedly lifted tents, shook them until people fell out, and kicked or beat those who resisted. French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin has labeled footage of the incident shocking and ordered the Paris police chief to provide a report on what occurred. Paris councilwoman Danielle Simonet has condemned the treatment of the migrants.
The government chose to deploy the police to forcefully remove one tent after another. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace because it's not complicated for this government to guarantee dignified shelters to all. It's a humanitarian and sanitary emergency.
At least 50 Australians are believed to be trapped in the Tigray region in northern Ethiopia, where conflict is escalating between rebel groups and the national government. Many have been stranded by the COVID-19 pandemic and costly flights with tickets to Australia priced as high as $16,000. It comes as Ethiopian federal forces claim they've surrounded the regional capital of Mekelle and are poised for attack, drawing alarm from the United Nations. Youth spokeswoman for the Tigrayan Australian community, Matut Yeyenu, is urging Australia's government to help evacuate citizens.
We would love and we would ask for the Australian government to continue pushing and to ask for the Ethiopian government and Abiy Ahmed to cease fire on the attacks of the people of Tigray, because this is hurting civilians. This is hurting mothers and children. This is displacing thousands.
In sport, Japanese officials are hopeful fans will be able to attend the postponed Tokyo Olympic Games next year, despite the COVID-19 pandemic. Organizers are yet to decide whether spectators will be permitted at Olympic venues in July as countries around the world struggle to control outbreaks. Tokyo Governor Yoriko Koike says restrictions must be closely considered.
The best case scenario, of course, would be when all athletes from all countries come here in safety and with peace of mind, and the Olympics can, as in previous years, be held with full spectators present as well.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, 28 degrees with clouds clearing. Adelaide, a sunny 33. Melbourne, much the same as yesterday, 29 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 28. Canberra, similar conditions as yesterday, 25 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, much the same as yesterday, 25 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 24. Brisbane, a cloudy 27. Cairns, mostly sunny at 34 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two possibly at 34 degrees.